Ridley Drake's house was about a mile outside Edgartown. When he opened the door and saw her standing there, Michelle thought she saw him flinch. "I told you I don't know where Claudia is, Michelle," said Ridley. "I wish I did know. Believe me, I've been doing everything I can to contain this."
"Contain this?" said Michelle, glowing with rage. "You mean keep my daughter from filing rape charges against your son? What were you doing at our house?"
asked Michelle.
"Was Claudia there?"
"If she was, she didn't answer the door."
"What were you going to do if she did?"
"I was going to talk some sense into her, Michelle."
The volume of his voice startled her.
"I was going to make sure she understood her choices," he said, now studious, somber. "I was going to encourage her to talk to you and to get some help."
"And what would you say her choices are?"
asked Michelle.
"I wanted her to know how it works in the real world. I wanted her to know what happens after she shows that video to the police. It's not going to be, 'Oh, poor you, sweet victim. Those bad boys go to jail.' Not by a long shot. All that video does is open her up to questions.
'How did you get so drunk that night, Claudia? Where'd you get that fake ID, Claudia? Why'd you go up to his room, Claudia? You know, Claudia, it seems like maybe you have a pattern of getting drunk and doing things you don't remember.' I wanted to tell her that even if she answers all these questions to their satisfaction, the DA is never going to take her case to trial because she will be the definition of an unreliable witness. Your daughter has serious problems, Michelle. No wonder she disappeared."
"She disappeared because of what your son did to her," screamed Michelle. "You can't scare me. I'm going to the police."
"Michelle," said Ridley.
He stepped forward and put his hand on her arm, a light, intimate touch.
"You need to calm down, honey."
Michelle grabbed her arm away.
"Motherfucker!"